Well, some kids are ready and willing to talk about and work on solutions to climate change. And that's good news, because research shows that teaching children about the environment can influence their parents to live a more sustainable life. In other words, kids have power. That was the message of a workshop for educators in Western Pennsylvania recently. Andy Cubis has the story.
One other thing we talked about was getting students involved in doing monitoring of like air emissions.
Teach teachers to empower students. That's the goal of this workshop, because it turns out kids are great environmental influencers.
It's hard to deny a little six-year-old that's looking at you strangely if you put your plastic bottle in the garbage instead of putting it in the recycling bin.
This is Kate Silvis, head of the education program at La Roche College, the host of today's workshop. About 30 educators from across Western Pennsylvania are here to learn how to get more kids engaged with environmental issues. Sally Rushford is the principal at Beechwood Elementary in Pittsburgh.
It's exactly what I want to happen in my school, creating this sense of efficacy and agency that's teaching a way of being that is going to make changes in the world.
But how do you motivate kids to want to change the world without overwhelming them with the enormity of environmental problems? Enter Lynn Cherry. She's the best-selling author of a bunch of really popular children's books that focus on the environment. One called The Great Kapok Tree sold over 1 million copies. But Cherry says that when she talked to kids about her books, she noticed something that concerned her.
I would see these kids get very upset when I would tell them about the rainforest being destroyed or rivers being polluted. And I realized that this was not motivating them. These stories were really, I thought, even maybe damaging them.
There's a name for this: motivated avoidance. It means when people are confronted with a problem that seems too big, they push it away. It happens to adults, and turns out it happens to children too.
However, if I told them stories of kids saving a wetland next to their school, or kids getting a ban on plastic bags, or saving a forest, they would get so excited and they would want to do something themselves.
Cherry decided to switch gears from books to short films. She created a series called Young Voices for the Planet as a way to champion the stories of kids who are taking action on climate change, like 10-year-old Jason Mellers, who is the focus of Cherry's newest film. She fought carbon pollution by talking about how the coal-fired power plant in her town was affecting her asthma. She and others lobbied to close it, and it worked.
And it was just really satisfying to know that all of our hard work paid off and that it wouldn't be hurting anybody anymore.
Even though I didn't have money, I had words, and words have power.
Cherry says these films have been incredibly effective. Students who've seen them have initiated plastic bag bans, planted millions of trees, and influenced legislation.
All these films are about young people who are leading the way, fighting climate change while they're addressing a lot of other environmental issues.
Anyway, where are we on our action plan?
Back at the workshop, Cherry encourages teachers to use her films in their classrooms so that their students will also be inspired to take action in their communities.
These kids realize that they're going to bear the brunt of climate disruption. And rather than wait until they can vote, they are, as they say, taking the reins now. And that's really what it's all about.
Because, Cherry says, the planet is not a place that kids will inherit at some point in the distant future. They live here now. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Cubis.
There are 3 more workshops for educators planned in Western Pennsylvania. The next one is February 23rd in Pittsburgh. More information about that and clips from some of the Voices for Change films are at AlleghenyFront.org. Young Voices for the Planet workshops are sponsored by the Heinz Endowments, which also supports the Allegheny Front.